Whitney Lyons' farm has been in his family for more than a century. He has 100 acres of cherry and apple trees. The orchards are on a peninsula that stretches 14 miles across a bay in northern Lake Michigan. His farm is about a half mile from the clear blue water that attracts thousands of tourists here every year. Lyons says real estate agents love his property.
We run clean back to the bay on the back side, on the north side. You know, it's view property, it's worth $30,000-$40,000 an acre.
But it's not worth that much anymore. The rights to build houses on the Lyons farm have been sold. The way this works is this. The Lyons keep the land, but they get paid for the real estate value they give up to keep the land as a farm instead of house sites. There's a thick fog across the peninsula today. Whitney Lyons is picking apples. His wife Mary is inside watching kids. Mary says the day they sold the development rights was the best day of their farm life. She says she knew she'd be able to stay on the land, and because of the money they made, she downsized her daycare business.
The big changes, especially the last two or three years, I no longer buy stuff from just garage sales. I have actually been spending money on purchasing things for the house, which previously everything came from garage sales.
Many of the Lyons' neighbors have sold their development rights as well. For 10 years, the township government has raised money to buy those rights with an additional property tax. Almost no other community in the Midwest has a program like this. But, if approved by voters, five more townships in this area might start programs after the November elections. Each township is separately asking voters to approve a property tax. The American Farmland Trust has helped the townships design the program. The group is excited because this would provide an example of local governments joining together to protect farmland. Farmland Trust's president, Ralph Grassi, flew in for a campaign event. In a speech, Grassi told a crowd of about 100 people there's a disconnect between farmers and their communities. He says the community benefits from the farms while the farmers struggle to make ends meet.
You know, we believe that there is a middle ground here. There is a way to strike a deal between those who manage our landscape, private farmers and ranchers, landowners, and those who appreciate and benefit from that well-managed landscape. If you think about it, that's the heart of the property rights debate. Almost all those conflicts over property rights are really about who pays for achieving a public goal on private land.
Grassi says paying farmers with public money is the best option if a community wants to keep farms. Otherwise, he says government forces farmers to pay when they give up profitable uses of their land because of zoning laws.
Years ago, most people lost.
But a few in this crowd weren't buying. Some are opposed to more taxes on their homes or businesses so the township government can write big checks to farmers. Others question if younger generations even want to farm. And some are just plain suspicious of government. Roger Booth is talking to another opponent of the proposal after the speech. Booth is explaining that when the right to develop a piece of land is purchased, it's gone forever. But he points out there is one exception.
Eminent domain. And who's going to decide that eminent domain has the right to take it? The people in power of government at the time.
Absolutely.
Not today, 30 years from now.
Government also has an image problem because prominent local farmers often sit on the town boards. It's hard not to notice they could be the ones cashing in on the public treasury. Critics also point out these programs tax farms to save farmland, and they say buying development rights does nothing to improve the business of farming. Supporters admit this doesn't guarantee future success for farms, but they say at least it gives the farmers a chance to keep farming instead of selling to developers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Peter Payette.